The Trump administration scored a victory today in its fight against a Chinese telecom giant. Huawei will no longer have access to updates for Google's Android operating system. It's a response to the administration's order last week that U.S. companies stop doing business with Huawei for national security reasons. U.S. officials believe the Chinese government will use Huawei's equipment to spy on foreign countries. But can anything slow down Huawei's ambitions around the globe? Clint Finley is contributing writer for Wired Magazine. He joins us now. Clint, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So it sounds like with this news that Google is severing ties with Huawei and limiting its access to the Android operating system, that the Trump administration's fight against the company is working.
Yeah, at least for now. It's worth pointing out that this might blow over depending on how Huawei handles it, what sort of demands the U.S. government makes.
Is it a blow to Huawei?
Oh, absolutely. Their handset phones are mostly dependent on Android, if not entirely dependent on Android. They'll still be able to use the open source version of Android, but that lacks Gmail, a number of Google-branded applications, probably most importantly, the Play Store, which means people won't be able to download a lot of the apps that they're used to downloading for Android.
Well, Huawei is this giant seller of telecommunications equipment around the world, and it's leading this race to build infrastructure for the next generation of wireless technology. It's also known as 5G. People might recognize that. But before this fight with the Trump administration, I'm willing to bet that most Americans really had never heard of the company, or at least didn't know what the company did. How wide is Huawei's reach around the world?
It's funny. It's practically everywhere except the United States. It's by far the largest telecommunications company in the world. They started in China, but they're all over Europe. They're in Mexico, Canada, a lot of Africa, other Asian countries apart from China. They have a extremely global reach at this point.
And what exactly are they doing in these countries to establish that the 5G network?
So the big part is building the equipment that goes into cell towers, essentially. So in the case of 5G, that's involving new networks that use smaller cells instead of the big towers that we're used to. The big towers will also be a part of 5G. So they build a lot of the equipment that goes into data centers that connect cell towers together and that sort of thing.
The Trump administration is also trying to limit Huawei's global influence by asking its allies, like the United Kingdom, to stop using the company for these purposes, to build these 5G networks. Do you think that the U.S. political pressure will be able to slow Huawei down?
Well, so far it hasn't had as big an effect as the U.S. had wanted it to. The European Union, the United Kingdom had both not really gone along with the U.S.'s pressure to dump Huawei. They were putting some new safeguards in place to take a closer look at Huawei's technology as they build out 5G networks, but weren't willing to throw Huawei out entirely. But now with what the U.S. is doing now, restricting U.S. companies from selling or providing technology to Huawei, that could have a significantly bigger impact on Huawei's future.
Is there any proof that countries using Huawei's networks would be vulnerable to espionage by the Chinese government, which is what the U.S. government believes?
So far, there isn't any proof that's been made public. Huawei actually filed a lawsuit recently against the U.S., arguing that they were being unfairly targeted because there's no evidence that they've done any spying. So essentially, they were asking the U.S. to essentially put up and shut up regarding the spying allegation. So if there's any proof, they're asking the U.S. to bring that out into the lawsuit. So at the moment, there's no proof that they have done that, though the technical capabilities are there, especially since they are a company that's subject to the laws of China.
So if Huawei is building the next generation of internet connectivity around the globe, as you've described, who's going to do that in the United States if Huawei's persona non grata here?
So far, it's been built by companies like Ericsson and Nokia and U.S. companies as well, companies like Cisco that provide some of the other components that are necessary.
But are they far behind?
It depends on how you measure. There are some reports out there saying that China is ahead of the U.S., but it's really early on both sides at this point.
All right, that's Clint Finley, contributing writer for Wired Magazine. Clint, thanks very much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.